The UN Security Council is expected to vote next week on sanctions against Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe after last week's widely condemned runoff election. Mugabe won a June 27th runoff ballot after opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out of voting because of attacks on his supporters. President Robert Mugabe has said that he would like South African leader Thabo Mbeki to continue mediating between Zimbabwe's rival political parties. However, Mbeki has been widely criticized, including inside South Africa itself, for what is seen as ineffective mediation that favors Mugabe. Dennis Benton of the Zimbabwe Vigil says that even if the UN Security Council is not able to pass sanctions, it must recognize the critical role that the South African president has to play in negotiating a final resolution to the crisis.
It's uncertain whether it will get through because it is always possible that Russia and China could veto anything. There's a travel ban and an asset freeze already imposed by the West. Many other countries, such as China, Malaysia, Iran, and other friends of Mugabe, are unlikely to observe it anyway. Of more interest in the resolution is a proposal that President Mbeki of South Africa try to mediate a solution to the crisis. Another aspect of the resolution of crucial importance is an insistence that Mugabe removes the ban on humanitarian agencies working to feed the starving in Zimbabwe. Observers think that despite the good intentions of this resolution, it'll have little effect. What is really needed is to pressure South Africa to impose some sort of sanctions against Mugabe.